Geek Out! Woo! Hello, and thank you everyone for listening to yet another episode of our Geek Out podcast. My name is Spaniard, also known as Eddie, and with me, as always, to celebrate the big 4-0, our co-host, Tisa Bobisa.
Hey, everybody, and yes, we are celebrating the big 4-0, 4-0. How do you say zero in Spanish?
Zero.
Okay. And it is not because I'm turning 40. Oh, no. Let me make sure you guys all understand. This is episode 40.
Episode 40, guys.
That is a huge milestone, Spaniard. We've got 40 episodes under our belt. We're professionals now.
Pretty much. I thought we were professionals after episode 3. But, you know, sometimes it takes 40 episodes to realize how much people really, really love listening to our podcast. So it's pretty awesome. More so awesome that we're reaching very, very, very shortly to our 1 year. It's just around the corner.
Man, it seems like just yesterday when our beautiful baby podcast was born.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, 1 year.
So precious, such bright, beautiful eyes. I think it looks like me, but, you know, some people will say it looks like you.
Well, you know, I do have those those dominant features, you know, so what can you say? Hair everywhere. That's a factor. I guess that could come from any of the two, so. Well, I mean, can you deny? My point exactly. So, moving right along, we have an amazing episode for everyone, and we are going to set up for a giveaway. We are going to give it to
me.
No, not you. You cannot participate, but we're going to give it to one of our loyal followers throughout the episode 40. So yes, you can't just sign up today and say, you know what, I have been a follower for the no. If you've been with us for the majority of our Geek Outs throughout these 40 episodes, we're going to do a drawing, and we'll announce it in the middle of the week. So yeah, that'll be coming up at the end. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But you and I both did something this weekend, just not together. So, you know, moving right along into the awkwardness as this podcast has started out on today. You know, let's just dive right into it. We both saw Captain Marvel. And I want your thoughts, because I have a loaded thought process on this movie. Go for it.
You always have a loaded thought process.
But I know. That's why I love
tell
reviews.
You that I'm going to keep mine pretty simple, because I know that you want to go over so many details with yours, and I'll just kind of bounce off of your thoughts. But okay. Mainly okay. Mine, yes, I went to go to see this movie. Now, let me tell you, I never read a Captain Marvel comic in my life. I don't know anything about her, and I don't give a shit about Captain Marvel. So there's that.
It's going
okay?
So well.
So I am a completely blank canvas going into this movie. Mm-hmm. The only thing that really brought me to this movie was the fact that it's Marvel, and it looked great in the trailer. It's a female hero, which I love. I'm not necessarily a feminist per se, but I do love seeing, you know, powerful women lead roles and things like that. So that makes me happy. So that's awesome. But I do, when I went to go see this movie, I was completely blank on the whole thing. So I had nothing to compare it to, nothing to really expect,
right?
Which is, sometimes it's good to go into a movie not knowing what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta tell you, it was really, really good. I thought it was great. However, it was missing one key element for me. It did not have a good villain. And I know that the, what's his name? Jude Law?
Yeah, Jude Law. Yep.
Spoilers! Okay. No, I'm not. It wasn't a spoiler. Oh, I was talking about Jude Law. I mean, he's freaking fine as hell. Yep. And then there's the whole group of them that they have the suits and everything like that. So, I mean, and then there's, like, the green guys. I don't remember what their names are.
Skrulls. So, like, skulls, but scrolls. So, there's a R in between the K and the U. Skrulls.
Yes. So, there's all these different characters and things like that. And then she's got her, she's got a friend with a little girl and everything like that, right? So there's all these characters in this movie that just really are really solid characters, in my opinion. I thought that they did a good job with the casting and the style of characters. Because usually when you see a Marvel movie, there's all these like huge, like, you look at, you know, Captain America and like Black Widow and all these things, and now you have Captain Marvel, which she's so awesome, right? She's got all these powers and everything like that, and she's really cool, and I love her look and everything like that, and I love how they kind of brought that to light, like how she got her look. I thought that was pretty neat. But the movie, to me, was really great. It would have been better if it had had a better villain.
Okay. So you felt overall it was good. It just needed that antagonist that we are used to seeing in the Marvel Universe.
Yes, and I think it did a really... overall, it was executed great. Did it blow my mind? No, it didn't. Did I feel like I wanted to see it over and over again? Not really. But did I enjoy it? Absolutely. I thought it was great. So I don't hate it. I'm not like blown away by it, though. So it was a pretty good movie. I liked it.
Okay. All right. I can almost agree with you on every point you brought up.
All right.
You know,
tell me your thoughts now, because I know you've got all kinds of things over in your corner.
I do. Mainly because this is the movie that they decided that would be the prequel to Endgame. Literally, the prequel to Endgame, right?
Right.
And for me, in looking into that, I was like, the story was absolute shit. I felt like they just thought of something just so they can have some kind of Marvel something before Endgame, which is fine. That's okay. But with all the Marvel movies we've had, like, I honestly would have rather had something close to kind of like what Ant-Man and the Wasp was, because it had a pretty straightforward story. It had great comedy, and it could have led right directly into Endgame for me. I'll be completely honest. I thought Brie Larson, whatever her name is, who played Captain Marvel, I was actually pleasantly surprised. Like, if you ever wanted
a great job,
I mean, her acting wasn't like 110%. I'll admit that there were some parts where I cringed. I was like, oh, that hurt. But you know, I feel that if you ever wanted a combination of Captain America and Iron Man's personalities into one, Captain Marvel certainly did it. Like, 110%, I got that. I got the whole two-person feel, which is great, because I miss those characters, and we will see them shortly in Endgame. But the story, I just felt like it was just like, what is happening? Why is this happening?
Yeah, I can agree with you on that. I didn't even touch on the story when I talked about my opinion, but it was a little... empty, like it was missing some stuff. I mean, it executed. I mean, it got the point across, you know, where here we are. Okay, it gave me a beginning, a middle, and an end. So it's not like it wasn't a story. I just feel like Marvel's so famous for their storytelling, aren't they? You know, so I think that's the problem. They set the bar so high, and I just, maybe this one just didn't meet that.
And that's my biggest problem with the movie, is that I thought this was going to be like some kind of like epic end into what will then be the beginning of Endgame, and it wasn't. It just felt like, all right, well, this happened. Did I enjoy it? Yeah, I did, but I do agree with you. I do agree with you on the villain perspective. However, I will say what I felt was actually the best part of this movie. Besides being pleasantly surprised by Captain Marvel's character, like, as a whole, was the Skrulls, and was the particular Skrull played by Ben Mendelsohn, who is Talos, because Talos, for me, stole the entire movie. Like, I have never seen a movie where I felt like Samuel L. Jackson's Nick Fury was dull. But here it is. I felt like his Nick Fury was super dull. But yet, this guy comes in with the Skrull character as Talos, and I thought it was freaking amazing. I felt like this actually is what helped me enjoy the movie thoroughly, especially with the chemistry between Captain Marvel and that character, Talos, which is the Skrull, like the Skrull captain leader.
I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was great. I agree with you. I didn't bring that up, but now that you did, that one definitely stuck out to me. It made the movie for me 100%. I agree. And I don't know if I agree with you on Nick Fury, because here's why. I see what you mean on dull. Mm-hmm. But we have to remember, too, that this is not the Nick Fury that we know in all of the movies. This is Nick Fury before he became the Nick Fury that we know. So I think everyone grows from their experiences in life. You know, they even showed some of the things that he went through in Captain Marvel, you know, that kind of led him to the look and the vibe that we get in the newer, it's so confusing, the timeline, right?
Right.
In the movies that we know now, you know, with the Avengers and everything else. So he's always, you know, it's fucking Sam L. Jackson, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he brings this big personality to the screen. He brings this persona that we all know and love. It's just this badass mother effer that just comes up and he just owns the screen on everything that he ever does, right?
Yep.
So I can definitely tell it's a tangible, right? I agree with you when it comes to Sam L. Jackson's presence on the screen is different. So I definitely see the difference there. I even thought about it too in the movie. He was almost like more soft, right? He was very soft. He was very like humble and almost like skittish in a way, which is really odd for me to see Sam L. Jackson in that kind of personality. But I don't know if I disliked it. It was just really weird. It was just different for me to see. It was almost like two different characters, almost, like, right?
Yeah.
From this Nick Fury to the ones that we know.
And that's why I didn't like it, because I feel like almost every character does this, right? They have that building phase, like you mentioned. And, like, I mean, I don't know much about Nick Fury as far as, like, you know, character in comics at all moving forward. But, you know, like, for the Nick Fury we know, I kind of wish they just would have kept him with the personality. And sure, they could have kept it comical because that's Samuel L. Jackson, but right. I just felt like they made him so fragile like everyone else's, you know, like when Captain America first started, he was just this little bitch,
but tiny then, little guy.
But he, you know, but he had the heart of a soldier and he grew up and now he's like buff and all the ladies love him and he's like the badass Captain America, right? But like, why does Nick Fury have to have the same kind of storyline? I was kind of hoping he would just be a badass and then just kind of like not freak out about everything and not be a wuss and just, I don't know, it just felt like, it felt very dull, which is why I really liked the Skrulls.
It felt very Marvel, okay, because that's what Marvel likes to do with their people, you know what I mean? That's just their cliche. But let's just back up real quick on Captain America, now you brought him up. Can we talk about this beard?
Yes.
That he has, okay, because like, do you like Captain America's beard, or do you like him without?
I mean, I'll be fair. I like Captain America in general, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, beard, no beard. Like, Captain America is why the Avengers doing so well next to Iron Man. Now, everyone loves Iron Man, right? I will put this in a way where all anime fans can, like, understand, right? Captain America is fucking Goku of Dragon Ball Z. Iron Man is Vegeta. Everybody loves Vegeta.
Okay.
However, Goku will always be number one, no matter what. No matter what. Because he is Goku, right? So that's just how I feel.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So some people who don't, you know, watch anime are like, what the fuck? You know, but in
who
all
is Vegeta. Exactly. As a porn star, what are you talking about, Spaniard?
So it's just one of those things. I don't care for the looks, whether he has or hasn't. I just care about the character. I feel like if Captain America is not there, like, the Avengers are weak, which shows something, right? It's a symbol. Like, they need him there. Like, and it was relevant in Infinity War, right? Until he showed up, like, things kind of got a little bit more, you know, where they needed to be, where they should be, intact, with a leader in place, so... And Iron Man can't be that leader. He could be that guy that they really need to do something fucking crazy, which is awesome, and we love him for that. But we need that role. So I don't mind it. I think in the War series comics, he does end up getting, you know, the beard and the long hair, because it's a long, ongoing war, right? Right. But, yeah, I'm cool with it. I don't mind it at all.
If I had to choose, I'm like you. I mean, whatever, beard, no beard. But if I had to choose... I prefer him shaved, and this is coming from me. I love beards on men. I love facial hair on men, okay? I already told Aaron, if he ever shaved his beard, don't talk to me until it grows back. I already told him that, okay? So he knows. He's like, I already do. That's cool. I'm like, he's like, it grows back in like 2 hours, so we're good. But, no, I... And so that being said, I mean, it means a lot when I say I prefer him to be shaved. Like, I just, when I think Captain America, I think like this just clean, just, oh, you know what I mean? Like a light beam on him, like right. A waving American flag behind him. Like, you know, soldier. When I think soldier, I don't think beard. I think clean cut, like uniform, good posture kind of a man, you mm-hmm. know? So he's got this beard. It's just really throwing me off. He looks hot. I don't care. He looks hot. And he's Captain America with or without it. But it's still just really throwing me off. Like, I don't want him to shave it so bad. I just want to go up on the screen with a buzzer and be like, neat. And get it off there. But other than that, the movie, like I said, let's go back to the original point. Captain Marvel. Do I recommend someone else see it? Yeah, I do. You know, like I said, I didn't know what to expect. I was expecting a tie to Endgame, and they gave it to me. Was it the way I was wanting it? Not really, but it was there. So, yeah. Okay. You know, it was all right.
It was all right. It was all right. I look forward now more to Endgame, though, however, after watching this, than I ever have been. So I just cannot wait, for that movie to come out. Don't know how I'm going to make it through the movie, especially my wife, because Endgame is supposed to be 3 hours long, right? So, and we were kind of talking about this, like regimens, right? For movie prepping and everything like that. So, for you, if the movie is longer than 3 hours, which this is saying at minimum it's going to be three, so it may be 3.5 hours, probably pushing more towards 4 hours. Like, are you going to last the entire movie without a restroom break?
Yes, I am. I'll tell you what. When it comes to movies, I have a ritual that I do every time I go to the movie. Now, I try to get there at least 30 minutes earlier than the movie.
Okay.
I like to get a good parking spot because I don't like to walk a mile away. Now, let me just tell you, don't ever go to the movies with Josh. because Josh... He is so fucking anal about his car that he will not park next to anyone, which means he will literally park in the back of the movie theater just so he doesn't have anyone parking next to him. And there's actually a spot in the Cobb Theater where it's like there's only one spot by itself and there's two little like cement like with the bushes and the mulch on either side of the spot. I don't know why they did it this way. But that's where he parks. So nobody can park next to him. And so, anyway, we get there about a half hour early. We get in there. Now, if I'm bringing my kids to a movie, I like to go to that Dollar Tree, stuff some candy in my bag, and try to walk all slow-like. Because if I walk too fast, all you hear is just like, the candy is rattling around.
Yeah.
Yes. And I don't want the person working there going, ma'am, I'm going to have to confiscate that candy from you, which I don't think they would, but still they say on the door, no outside food or drinks. Right. So
right.
You're not supposed to do that, but everybody does it.
Yeah.
And then I get in there and when I get into movie theater, I like to find the perfect spot. I like to be right in the middle, and I like to be in that spot where the bar is, you know, where you can put your feet up on it.
Okay.
The spot that's just before that walkway where people can walk through the theater, and that separates the rest of the people from those people that come, like, right when the movie starts and they have nowhere to sit, so they have to sit in the very bottom where their neck is breaking because they're looking up at the screen. So there's a little hat there that breaks up that section of the chairs. And I like to sit right there where that bar is so you can put your feet up. Even though I'm too short and I can't fit my feet on the bar, I like to sit there for one reason, Spaniard. You want to know what it is?
So no one's in front of you.
Yes! Yep. I hate when people are in front of me. So that's why I like sitting right there. That's my favorite spot. So what about you? And for that, I don't go to the bathroom in the movies. I refuse. I will sit there and do the pee-pee dance in my chair for an hour and a half. I don't care. I can't get up because then I'll miss something.
Yep.
And then I come back and I don't know what's going on. And then I have to whisper over to my friend, "Hey, what did I miss when I was in the bathroom?" And then you got people turning and looking at you, giving you the stink eye because you're talking. I'm like, "I'm whispering, bitch." So it's like, you know, because like I had to pee and then I missed something important. Like, Lord knows, because I'll go to the bathroom and go, "Okay, this is a good moment. Nothing's really going on. It's kind of slow, right?" The second then I go to the bathroom, like, boom, all these explosions. There's like somebody's cheating on somebody. Oh my gosh, there's somebody's about to die. You know, something crazy happens when I go to the bathroom. Mm. Every single time. And it pisses me off. So nope, I don't do it anymore. I'm just going to sit there and suffer the whole time. 3 hours, 4 hours for Endgame. Fuck it. I'll bring a bucket. Why am I rhyming? Am I Eminem now? Look, I'll bring a damn bottle and I will like hook myself up to some kind of like, what do they call it? A bag that you pee in when you're in the hospital? A catheter?
Catheter bag?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I'll bring a pouch so I can pee at my own leisure. So how about you? Are you going to go take a pee break?
No. Never will. My regimen is as soon as I get to the theater, which is like, you know, an hour, you know, 30, 40 minutes before the movie actually starts. And that's the previews. So, yeah, I'll usually go then. And then about 10, 5 minutes before the previews are going to start, I'll try and go again. Even if I go and I'm pushing as hard as I can and a little drop comes out, I'm like, I'm good. That should last me throughout the entirety of this film. I just did myself a favor. I'm good to go. But if the off chance, and there has been a few, because I have watched some very long movies, where I have to go, I will hold it. Because here's my thing. I just spent $12, $15, sometimes $18 on a single ticket. Mind you, most of the movies I go to is with my wife, because she's awesome, and she will go to most movies with me, unless it's scary, then, you know, horror films, I'll go by myself. I don't care. I don't mind watching a movie by myself. But I'm paying this amount of much for a movie, and I can't fucking pause the movie like I could at home and take my time, wash my hands, do all that nice stuff, then go right back to the couch, and then go ahead and enjoy my luxury city. No! So, I would rather just sit there, hold it, and then cringe for at least, I don't know, like 2 hours for whatever is left of this goddamn movie, and then get to the point and then rush over to the bathroom. But you can't rush out to the very first bathroom. Oh no, you have to rush to the bathroom that's on the other fucking opposite side of the movie theater, because if not, then you'll be waiting in line and you will surely piss yourself. So for that would be my regimen in there. But I'll be completely honest, my regimen before I found this other movie theater that I've been going to recently was definitely a little bit more strenuous. I would go to the movie theater probably an hour and a half before the movie start, buy my tickets, maybe play in the arcade a bit, get some snacks, and then go ahead and find the perfect seat. For me, I like to sit in the middle just like you. I like to make sure that I look back at the projector and I'm like, okay, this is the middle of where the projector is projecting. So I want to be in focus of where the actual projector is going. And then I won't sit in the very last row, but the second to last row. Because most movie theaters, for the back row, the fucking seats don't move back. They just sit up against the wall,
yeah,
and that fucking drives me insane. I'm like, why couldn't you fucks just push the wall back 2 feet so we could just lay back? You know, like, what kind of construction idea is this? Anyways, but yeah, nowadays, I've been going to movie theaters where I can pick out my seats, because I buy my tickets months in advance now. Even if I buy it the week before, there's still a lot of spots available, and I can pick the seat I want, and I can arrive about 30 minutes early, knowing that my seat is guaranteed, and we're good to go. So, it's not as crazy as it used to be before. Like, when we used to go to the movie theaters back in high school, you know, I was the first person there, and people would just, like, look at me and be like, what the fuck? Because I would lay across the fucking row to try to save five seats for these friends of mine who would come and show up an hour later to a Friday night premiere of a huge movie. Like, what in the actual hell? This is what I had to deal with every Friday night of my life. So, but I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. So
it was fun. Don't even act like you regret it. You know you had a best memory ever have with us in those movie theaters.
Absolutely. So,
yeah, I mean, but see, I love the movies. I think it's great, you know. And how about this? Have you ever seen anyone sleeping in a movie theater?
A couple times.
I shit you not. I can't remember what movie it was, but a couple times ago, like maybe a couple movie experiences ago, I might have gone with just Aaron. I don't remember. But this motherfucker was snoring so loud in the movie theater. Like, I'm talking.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, this guy needs to be woke up. Somebody needs to throw their bucket of popcorn at this dude. Like, the whole bucket.
Jesus.
It's hard because anytime there was a quiet part in the movie, you could just hear him.
Oh, yeah. No, I would have woken him up. I would have been abrupt for those 2 seconds, and everyone would have hated me. But they all would have loved me afterwards, because then the guy wouldn't have been snoring. I would have been like, "Hey, wake up! Come on!" You know. And then as soon as he had the heart attack, then at least the ambulance would take him out of the theater, and then we wouldn't have to worry about it. And then people would applaud and be like, "All right, let's get to it."
Terrible! You are terrible. All right. Well, good. So at least say we enjoyed the movie, guys. See it and make your own opinion of Captain Marvel.
Yeah, there's
so many good movies coming out. It was just the tip of the iceberg as far as what's to come. So it was a nice way to kick off the movies that are going to roll out soon. So
yeah, April's full of them. So next month is going to be insane. Overall insane, but movie wise definitely at least 4 or 5 movies I'll be seeing like every week. So it's gonna be really cool. really cool. All right, so moving right along, you brought up this movie, and actually, my cousin, who is a faithful listener to our podcast, Bobby, had mentioned this series to me as well. You named it wrong, but, you know, we won't call you out too much on this. The Umbrella Academy. So I've heard mixed things. Tell me, tell our listeners, what is The Umbrella Academy, and what are your thoughts thus far in watching it?
Okay, so guys, I know that this is all the razzle dazzle right now. Everybody's talking about this series on Netflix, Umbrella Academy. From what I gather, I've only seen the first 2 episodes. I just started it today. And from what I gather, we have 12 children that were all born on the same day, and they were all born from different women, and none of the women were pregnant the day they gave birth. So it's like this miraculous, Creepy. Exactly. It's this miraculous thing where like woman just jumps in the pool and then all of a sudden she's fucking giving birth. Like it was nuts. And so all these kids get born and everything like that. And this one rich dude decides, all right, I'm going to adopt as many as I can. So he gets 7 out of the 12 kids and adopts them, and that is kind of how the show gets started. From what I gather, they all have different abilities, and I'm still trying to piece together what exactly is happening. They haven't really revealed a whole lot as far as, you know, what they're doing now. They're kind of doing this whole thing where they're jumping back and forth in time, where they go back. It's like flashback here. Mm. Okay, they're kids and they're growing up, and this is what their life was like with their adopted father or whatever, their their father. And then flash forward into the current day. This is what they're doing now, and, you know, how their relationships, whether they're strong or not, you know, and all this kind of stuff. So it's a little odd to me, but I think it's odd in a good way. And I'm still like, there are moments where I'm just like, this is really strange, and I don't know if I like it.
that is the reaction.
It's not bad. It's just really weird. And I've seen a lot of weird shows. I mean, fuck, I used to watch American Horror Story.
Yeah.
They're telling a really good story here. And I really like the characters that they've created. I'm not necessarily lost. They're giving me the pieces that I need to understand what's going on. There's something going on. Maybe I just need to keep watching.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm only on episode 2. It's interesting enough for me to keep watching.
But you just don't know what's happening yet.
Yeah, I think it's that, and there's a lot of stuff going on. It's a little all over the place for me.
Okay.
I don't really know who I need to latch onto. Sometimes I have a couple characters that I latch onto that I really, really like, mm-hmm. and I haven't done that yet. So I'm going to keep watching and see if it gets better for me. But so far, so good. It's really interesting. It's different. So I don't know if you've heard anything about the show or what your cousin said, but that's just my fresh opinion that I literally just watched 2 episodes before I got on the podcast with you tonight.
So fresh.
That is my very first impression of the 2 episodes that I saw. I have heard nothing but good things about this series. Everybody who's ever told me about it said it was really cool. It was really different, which I can see why it's very different. You know, not really too many people have said anything bad about it. And I see it's all the rage. All of these people on social media, Facebook, they're talking about how it's so amazing and everything like that. So I'm like, all right, let me see if this show beats the hype. I don't know. So, is it meeting the hype for me? Not yet, but it's still fresh. So I'll keep going into it.
Okay. All right. I'll have to check it out. I've heard mixed things, mainly mixed more in the, like, not anything like, oh my God, it's probably the worst thing that I've seen, but more towards, it's an X-Men copycat. And, you know, we just want, something a bit more, you know, like, easier to understand. So you bringing up that and being lost in 2 episodes definitely nailed that as far as what I've heard.
Yeah,
but yeah. I'd have to watch it myself. And I'm interested enough in it to see what it would be about because it's just the first season of what may be many. I don't know. But yeah, it caught my attention.
Here's the thing. I want to kind of rebut onto the comment about it being an X-Men copycat. It definitely has some similarities because, I mean, they do have abilities. So I could see why someone would think that. But how many shows have we seen where the kids have abilities? We've had Heroes. We've had, what's that other one that they did with the guy from True Blood? I don't remember what it's called. But that one also ties into X-Men, I believe. So, but anyway, my point is that this is actually, like, I could see these, but there's also very definitive differences. You know, you can't compare Charles Xavier to the guy in this show at all. Like, the relationship is completely different with the kids to their adopted father versus Charles and the students at, you know, what do they call it? What is Charles School for the Gifted or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So, you can definitely see a huge difference in that, but, you'll see when you watch it. You'll see the differences and the similarities.
Yeah, I will definitely, sure. Yeah, I'll definitely check it out. So I've heard a lot of things, and I actually finished my last 2 certifications. Yes! So I'm actually going to have, I know, can't wait to be officially done. So I'm going to have a lot more free time for me. So yeah, I'm definitely going to be picking up. There's a lot of mangas I want to read, a lot of animes I want to catch up on, new ones that I want to watch, and then some new Netflix series like this one. And also probably dabbling into the DC side of it too. We'll see. That DC has piqued my interest with some of their shows too, so we'll see what happens there.
Heck yeah. And so for Umbrella Corporation, there's this in it. that's pretty cool. He's like a talking monkey, and he's kind of like their caregiver, I guess, for the house. And he's just really cool. I think he's pretty interesting. I like him a lot. He's like the wise, he's kind of like the Alfred of the show.
All right.
You know, he's kind of just like that word of wisdom, kind of always there.
Right.
You know, kind of points you in the right direction, kind of a character. So he's kind of cool. And my other favorite character so far is actually number 7. Yes, all of the kids that were adopted, they're numbered. And I think they all were given names by their mother. The guy who adopted them didn't give them their names. He just gave them numbers. So they even call each other by their numbers. They don't even call each other by their names, except for like a few scenes here and there.
So do they call each other like number 7, or do they call each other like 7, 5, 2?
They just call the number by itself. Because sometimes they'll be like, hey. And then, like, there was a scene where one of them was really pissed off at the other one. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, blah, 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 number 1. So, like, sometimes it depends on the situation and the conversation, the tone and the topic.
Gotcha.
But they could go flip it both ways. But I don't know. I thought it was really weird that they called each other numbers. You know, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that does sound a little weird. That does sound a little weird. But I guess I
like number 7. She's pretty cool. So far, I don't see her ability. I don't know if she has one yet or not, but I'll keep watching.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. But she's cool because she's the girl from Juno. I don't remember her name, actress.
Okay.
But she's cool.
All right.
So, yeah, Umbrella Academy is interesting so far. And for those of you who've already watched it, no spoilers. But if it's something worth watching and, you know, we're kind of on the fence about it and you want to reassure us, let us know. Like, hey, yeah, it's worth it. Like, because I'm kind of like, I don't know if I want to keep watching this.
Well, you gotta finish it. So
I know I already started it. Yeah, I was gonna say finish what I start.
So. Yeah, even if it's gonna be complete shit, you've gotta complete it just so you can say wash it out. Because you know how many times have you watched something and maybe like the first 10 minutes you're like, wow, this is awful, but then the rest of the movie is just the most brilliant thing you've ever seen, right?
Yeah, so, you gotta give it a chance because sometimes they unfold things. Except for, and you're gonna hate me for this. Fucking the haunted house, the Hill House haunted house, whatever the fuck that show was called. That show, I don't give a fuck. Hate me, judge me, I don't give a fuck. That show was so bad. Like, it was so bad. And here's the thing, like, it was so good. It was such a good show. Like, but the ending, like, what the fuck? I don't know.
I mean, there is a second season coming out, but I agree with you. The failure of that show.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I have such conflicted feelings about that show because, like, every episode was just so well done. And then, like, there were so many holes for me. I'm like, wait, like, why? And then this? And then, really? Like, that's it? And, like, it's just a lot of buildup for, like, the end to be just like, what?
Oh, so it just seemed like they knew they were wanting to do a second season, but honestly, without getting too much into it, because we have some stuff, it failed because of the two different worlds, the two different time periods, right? Because the kid time period was absolutely flawless, where the adult period, it completely threw everything off. I would not mind. Honestly, I would not have mind if only one of the kids were viewed in the adult version, because one of them was the most important out of all of them, and I felt like that could have really sparked a really good storyline. And then maybe the second season they could have dabbled in the adults, but that's where I felt like it fell, because every time they showed the adults, it was like, all right, you're taken away from the scares.
It's almost like they were trying to. It's almost like they were trying to bite off. It in a way, like how it goes back and forth with the adults and the children, but see, it does it so much better. So, but anyway,
chapter 2 coming out soon.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so obsessed with that because I read the book and then I watched the old one and then I watched the new one like back to back.
Yep, it's gonna be amazing. We'll watch that one together because I don't know if that's something Aaron will watch. So,
it's not something Aaron won't watch and Ava probably won't.
Yeah,
so we can. together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right.
Cool. So what else do we got today?
You and I are huge Magic the Gathering players. We've been playing for a very long time. A very, very long time. I'm super hooked. Will admit, I haven't played as much recently as I was earlier, or I should say late last year. I definitely like to dabble into it. It's really good for the Magic Arena that they have for the computers. Really, really fun. Love seeing the graphics and the animations, what have you. But even the physical cards that I absolutely love. We get together, we get our cards, we get to play. And now the new set was announced. It's called War of the Spark. And it's sparking some very interesting topics here. Whereas it's saying that each set, okay, of this in War of the Spark will feature a Planeswalker card in every pack. In every pack!
That's ridiculous.
That is fucking nuts. The Planeswalkers, for those who don't know Magic the Gathering, get out! But who those who don't really know about Magic the Gathering, Planeswalker is like one of the legendary cards that you can find and one of the best cards that you can have in your deck to literally lift and boost your deck's like life capacity, right? So yeah. It's a character that becomes its own player and it's just really awesome. But now you're saying that in every card pack, there is going to be this legendary. Like, I'm stoked. But at the same time, I'm just wondering, how in the hell is that going to work? Like, how do you feel about that?
Hold on. I'm eating cookie.
Cookie.
Milk and cookies. Okay, so, first of all, I have mixed feelings because, you know, it kind of takes away from Wow, my dog. Sorry, guys. It takes away from the surprise factor. Like, oh my god, I got one! You know, blah blah blah. But then you know you're gonna get it,
right?
So it kind of takes that away from you. But it's cool. And number one, they're gonna make so much money. They're gonna make fucking bank, and it might even be hard to get your hands on one because of that.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting to play with everybody in the table having a deck. Because that would just be a bloodbath.
Right.
Which is why it's called what?
War of the Spark.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a war, all right. It's going to be a fucking bloody-ass war, too. But, it's Magic, so... I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like, I'll play it. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. I'll buy one, and I want to play with everybody that has that, too. Like... But I don't know.
I just feel...
I'm probably going to lose.
I don't really know how it's going to work out because mechanically wise, you can, even if you have, like everyone has a Planeswalker, because not all decks need Planeswalkers, but it is good to have in certain decks. Like the decks that I play, probably only
You like white, don't you?
I like a lot of different colors, but yeah, white, black, and blue are my favorites. I don't really use that many Planeswalkers because I'm a creature. I'm a token kind of creature player, right? Where I could just spawn hundreds of my, you know, creatures and have tons of enchantments that wipe out the board, stuff like that. So I don't feel the need to wait for that type of card to use it. So for me, it'll be interesting because I feel like, well, maybe now since I can actually have one to use, I can have a bit more variety in my decks. But maybe if you're a person who already has Planeswalkers, maybe this isn't going to be Spark and maybe you will be afraid because now opponents who, like myself, don't normally use it, I could probably find a way now to use more in my decks that I already have and make them more powerful, if not create all brand new decks. So I feel like it's going to be hard.
I've never really played consistently with a Planeswalker. I have one. I don't think I would ever build a deck around a Planeswalker. But just realistically, if we all bought one of these decks and we all played together, I think it would be nuts. That's what I was saying earlier. Like, it would be crazy if everybody played with one of these decks.
Right.
Because it just throws off the whole balance. Like, for me, like... I don't know. But I'm like, if would I want a planeswalker? Sure. Like, I like to play different things and I like to try different stuff. My go-to is usually black and green or black and red because I like dead shit and I like bringing dead shit back to life.
That's my
favorite thing to do. And I love that it's not ever really dead, especially when you have Morbid and everything else and you can just fucking, and you got Death Touch.
Yep.
So it's like, fine, kill me, bitch. I'm just going to come back. So, like, I don't even, like, my decks are so frustrating sometimes for the other player anyway, because they will, like, not only will, if you attack me and I block you, you're dead, but even if you manage to kill me somehow, I end up, like I said, I end up coming back to life tenfold. And then, like, some of my cards, they'll come back to life, like, twice as strong as they were before. So,
right.
Half the time, people don't want to kill me. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, yes! I love black decks. Like, seriously, they're the best. They're so amazing. So, I agree with you on that one. But planeswalkers are definitely helpful because, like you said, they are basically like another player on your team. And yeah. They attack on their own, right?
Well, some of them do. They all have different abilities. They usually have one primary ability that will give them points. And the points will...
Some of them will be like depleted, right? The points will be depleted on another action that you can take.
Right. So
you have to build up the points in order to use the more powerful one that takes away points, I think.
Right. Yeah. And there's usually like one almighty one, which is the one on the bottom that costs a ton of points that you can build up on. So, but I thought it was interesting. It's supposed to come out fairly soon. I think within the next couple weeks, if not the beginning of May or something like that. I'll have to look, but it's definitely coming soon. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't bought physical cards in a while. This one sparks my interest to do so just because I know I'd be guaranteed a planeswalker, so it feels like as long as they don't up the price on the packs just for this reason.
Yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a Ravnica. I don't know what color it is. I think it's all colors.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. I haven't opened it yet. I'm a terrible person. Like, normally when you get a brand new Magic deck, you're like, rip that bitch open, like, before you even get out of the store.
Yeah. I just
to see what cards you get, but I haven't had the time, so maybe I'll open it up tonight.
Right. Ever since I got hooked on this digital for the Magic the Gathering Arena, I've seen the no need to buy physical cards because I was just getting them all digitally. I have my own library, and I could just play online with a bunch of people, and it's just super, like, easy.
I'm old school, man.
Like, I know.
But, I mean, I haven't even tried Arena yet, and I know that Josh and Aaron and you guys are all playing it.
Yeah, if you play it 110%, you'll get hooked. You'll get hooked. Every person...
I think it just looks weird. Half the time, I'm like, wait, I can't even see my cards. Because I was, like, peeking over Aaron's shoulder when he was playing it one night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't understand. Can't even read the other person's cards. Do you have to click on it? I don't know.
You just hover over them and they blow up.
Okay.
Yeah,
because it almost looks like a game of poker. Like, all the cards are like folded into each other and stuff. So I don't know, but I think I just have to play it to really like full grasp. So
give it a try.
That's cool. That new deck sounds really interesting. And if we are to play it. I mean, well, when it comes out, when it's released, is it released on Arena as well?
Yeah, they'll be coming out at the same time. So around April or May, I think, is when it's supposed to come out. So yeah, I'm definitely, and I have the cool thing is, like, you gain coins, you know, which is what you use as your
currency.
Yeah, so I have like 30,000 coins, and so I use that all for like buying my booster packs and stuff because I haven't spent a dime in the game. I just play. If you play, you'll build up coins and use those coins to buy packs. So it works for me. I like. It,
that's pretty system. Cool that you don't have to spend any money on it. That's pretty. I like free. You know, I'm a cheap bastard. I don't like spending money if I don't have to. So that's pretty cool.
Right. All right. So we're running close on time, but we did want to talk about one topic before we get to our sponsor, and then also a little more detail on our giveaway here. So you posted this on our Facebook page, which is really freaking cool. Like, something I would 110% do if I had a game room like this. But you showed us a picture of someone who turned their TV, a huge flat screen TV, into a replica of a Nintendo Switch and hung it up in their game room. Freaking awesome. Along with the game room, showed tons of pictures in here. It's on our Facebook if you guys want to check it out, at the Geek Out Podcast. Check it out there. What are your thoughts? Because I know you're obviously posted, so you enjoyed it. But also, if you had a game room, strictly a game room, what would you have in it? Why? And, you know, what is probably the nerdiest thing you would have in there?
Well, I can tell you right now, if I had and was able to do whatever the hell I wanted in my game room, it would look like the Batcave.
The Batcave.
Like, it'd be dark in there. Because, first of all, I don't know about you, but when I'm gaming, I don't like lights on.
Okay.
Because I like to just, like, relax and focus, depending on what game I'm playing anyways. But I like it to be dark, so it'd be dark in there. I'd probably have some, like, light, like, really dim, for any kind of lighting while I'm gaming, I'd want, like some dark, like, maybe white, either white or yellow, lights along the ceiling, like, in the corner.
Okay.
Around, just to get the mood going, you know?
Oh!
You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
I'd probably do, like, a massive, massive monitor for my PC, and everything wireless, so I could probably hook up my my Xbox controller and just play in like a beanbag chair or something, like relax. Because that's the one thing about being at a desktop, it's so uncomfortable. You know, it hurts my back when you sit there too long. So I try to like lean back. I know I'm old. I like lean back sometimes when I'm playing and I have my Xbox controller and I like put my feet up on the desk to just kind of recline back in my computer chair. And that kind of does it for me. But I would definitely just have a ton of Batman shit and DC and, like, all the art that I ever bought from any kind of Comic-Con ever would be all over the walls.
Awesome.
You know, like, I love art. That's my fucking Achilles heel when I go to any kind of Comic-Con. I have to buy art.
Yep.
Everything that I have would be frames, black frames, and they'd just be, like, beautifully displayed all over the walls. With my big-ass PC monitor and probably, like, a ginormous, like, 70-inch TV so I could play games on console if I wanted to for, like, Nintendo Switch or PlayStation, but I guess with an Xbox, Aaron. But, because it wouldn't be mine. I don't like Xbox. But, you know, I think that'd be pretty much it. I wanted maybe, like, a big mural of, like, Gotham City on one wall, like, with the bat signal kind of, like, up in the corner of the wall or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like a whole wall looks like Gotham City.
Yeah.
With like Batman standing on a building looking down on the city. That'd be so cool.
Very cool.
But that's basically like how I pictured like the game room for me. Now that picture that I posted on our Facebook page was a guy's actual flat screen TV that he actually built the two little Joy-Con things on the sides out of wood. Yeah. And he painted it, hand painted it, and everything like that. What'd I say? What happened?
No, I'm agreeing with you.
I thought you were laughing. I thought you said something wrong.
No.
You know I always mess things up, but anyway, yeah, it looked really cool, and I thought, dude, Vanyard would flip.
I did that.
I thought of you when I saw that. So how about you? Okay, so you love the Nintendo Switch replica.
Yeah.
Of the TV.
Yep.
What would you do? Like when you walk into your game room, the ideal perfect game room, how would it look? Like all Mario shit, Pokemon. What are we looking at here?
It would be a combination of my three favorite series of all time. That would be The Legend of Zelda, Pokemon, and Final Fantasy. So, it would have shelves of Historia, okay? So, like, every game of those games just completely from the original box sets to where we are now. And, of course, a plenty of space to go because those franchises are just never going to die. A ton of figures around my desk would have at least two huge screen TVs, one for each side, just so you can kind of have like back-to-back couch gaming. And then for the main setup would be like my computer base, whereas, you know, I play like for PC gaming. Also would hook up for PlayStation and Nintendo Switch for streaming and stuff like that. And yeah, just anything in that regard. Have the Legend of Zelda, the Master Sword up. Have every single Pokemon nice. You can ever imagine just lined up. All lit with LED, of course. And then, of course, Cloud's famous sword over on the other side. With some Final Fantasy music as soon as you walk into the room. So,
can I steal that idea? I want, like, Batman music, like the old school from the animated series back on Cartoon Network.
Oh,
that
theme song. Yes.
You come in. I'm stealing that idea right now. Totally. Yeah. I'm totally Do stealing it. That. And, you can. Like, I want, you know, those ginormous figures that cost like $2,000.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I want like four of those, one in each corner of all the walls in the room. Like, there you just go. Hovering above, looking out for you like the guardian that he is. yeah, just different versions of Batman, though. You know how you go into comic book stores and they always have them up on display, like super expensive fucking figurines?
Yes.
And I'm like, man, I wish I was rich nerd so I could go and buy all these. I want a different version of Batman. I want like the Adam West where he's like wearing like that stupid ass like sock on his head with like the blue and the purple.
Yes, yes.
And I want like the old school like one from the 90s, like Michael Keaton, where he can't like move his neck.
Yes.
You know,
oh my
that
God.
Big plastic thing that like part of his shoulders. I want that one with the ginormous pointy ears. I want just like a different version of Batman in each corner of the room. That'd be cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to show the history of him there. So yeah, maybe one day. Maybe one day. I'm still in a smaller place at the moment, but in the future, definitely want a house. Would love an office with a lot of cool stuff like that. So who knows? Still young, still have plenty of time to make this stuff happen. So,
you can do it.
We had a loaded episode 40 for today. But before we get into a little bit more of our details of giveaway, we want to thank our sponsor once again, Squarespace. Listen to the ad. We're going to have it coming up here shortly. And remember to use LISTEN for your guys' code.
LISTEN.
All right, so again, guys, Squarespace, LISTEN, all there for you. Awesome that we have this collaboration with new sponsors. All thanks to you all. And because of that, with episode 40, I'm going to give away two Fandango tickets. But I just want to give it to any old schmuck, right? Because
we want a special schmuck.
Exactly, that special schmuck. That's schmuck plus new game. So we're going to do it to where we're going to look way back to those of you who have been with us since early on in our early episodes in this almost year-long journey that we've had. And I'm going to go ahead and announce it this week, probably by Wednesday's time. I will send you the codes via your Facebook. You get it there, and we will give you a big shout-out for appreciation moving forward. So again, thank you all so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. What's gotten us this far, and I mean, almost near to hear you. So before we head out, anything else you need to add, Tispo Visa?
No, I don't. I am enjoying these cookies. I'll say that.
That's all right, so remember, you can follow us on our Facebook at the Geek Out Podcast, on our Twitter _ Geek Out Podcast, and on our Instagram at always _ Geek _ Out. Remember, our most popular platforms are Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and more. Again, I am Spaniard, also known as Eddie.
And I am Tisa Bobisa, also known as Tisa. Thanks again for listening. Amazing. Enjoyed it as well, and we look forward to an amazing next week, and I hope you guys are driving safe, having a good day at work, and enjoying the rest of your week. And don't forget to
geek out.
Woo la la.
Oh, cha-cha. Goodness. Did you finish your milk and cookies and water?
First of all, that water came in handy, okay? Because I told you, when you drink milk, it's not refreshing.
Be honest. Looking at your glasses now, what have you drinking more, milk or water?
Milk. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Wow. Yeah. Uh huh.